Every city and town in America has a road or a bridge that needs fixing. And that's why President Biden is trying to drum up support for his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. He's pitching the proposal again today. So why don't we check in with one of America's big city mayors? Democrat Greg Fisher runs Louisville, Kentucky. He's also president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mayor, welcome. President Biden calling for hundreds of billions of dollars for roads, bridges, broadband. What do you see that would help your city?
Many things in the bill would help our city. Broadband, high-speed broadband, is not ubiquitous yet in our city. That's a project that we're in the middle of. So obviously we need help with the basic, what we call old-fashioned infrastructure in terms of roads and sidewalks and bridges. We're in the middle of implementing a consent decree on wastewater, as most cities are in the eastern United States as well. So we have tremendous needs that we've just been band-aiding together in the cities of America for way too long. It's what we need to pull out of this economic recession that was caused by the pandemic.
There's $80 billion earmarked for Amtrak in this plan, and Amtrak has said that it would use that money to fund a new route connecting Louisville to Chicago. I don't think your city has had a rail service in decades like that or ever. Do you think people would use it? How would that change things for you?
Yeah, it's been about over 20 years or so, and I think what you're seeing in the jobs plan, American jobs plan, is kind of a reimagining of America. So more rail is part of that, whether it's in the middle part of the country like Louisville and Chicago or along the eastern seaboard, so we can have a competitive rail system that moves people and freight around in a way that is better than our foreign adversaries. And we haven't had this kind of opportunity to invest in the infrastructure of our country for 60 or 70 years. It's way past due, and it's much needed in this rapidly changing economic order that we have right now.
But as you know, a bill of this size, it's not going to come without controversy. President Biden wants to raise the corporate tax rate to help pay for it, and Republicans say there's just too much in there that's not actually infrastructure or traditional infrastructure. They point to a $400 billion provision that would expand home care services, nearly $600 billion for domestic manufacturing, research, job training, that sort of thing. Do you think this bill is too big, and should it be pared back so that you can get some Republicans on board?
It's always better when there's bipartisan political support, but clearly there's bipartisan support amongst the American people who support it at a 70% clip. But you point out the issues like R&D investment. Some of the greatest advances in America have been because of federally funded research and development. I am an entrepreneur and business person that just happens to be mayor right now. And when I think about the scale of investment that's needed to reposition our national economy, that can only be done at the national level. So there's a lot there. And I say, when people are talking about increasing the corporate tax, Peter, I'd say restore the corporate tax to what it was. This is a problem in America. You know, Americans want everything, but they don't want to pay for anything. And it just doesn't work that way.
It sounds to me like you're saying, yes, you do want to get some Republicans on board with this, but no, it should not be pared back. It needs to be this ambitious. How can you have both?
Well, that's where the sausage making is going to come into play. Certainly, it would be better if there was Republican support. As I said, there's a lot of Republican support in the citizens of America. So that's the whole purpose of a bill. You put it out there, you start talking about it. Maybe there's some things that are not in the bill that should go in there. Maybe there's some things that should come out of it. This is what America wants to see, okay? Mayors, as I said, are in the reality business. We're kind of the essential workers of the political order of getting things done in day in and day out. And I can tell you, people look at Washington and see this squabbling going on and just say, can you guys come like to the adult table and get something done here? Because we need to be moving forward as a country and coming out of this recession that was caused by the pandemic and doing it in a different way, doing it in a more equitable and innovative way.
Well, you know, there are some Republican mayors who do support this. Here's Fort Worth, Texas Mayor Betsy Price. She's speaking to the Washington Post.
It's been a long time since the feds put major money into our highways, our infrastructure. I think more money that goes into that and into infrastructure of any type, plus it creates jobs, is going to be a winning message for many people.
So when you put on your hat as the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, I'm sure you speak with some Republicans who are running cities across this country who do support this bill. How common is that?
I don't know any Republican mayors that are not supporting the bill. Because we live with the needs of our citizens and the economy each and every day. So when you take a look at the shape of our roads and bridges, lack of broadband, in some cities lack of clean water and wastewater, I mean, these are not only basics that we've got to take care of, but they're issues that we've got to do to compete more in the future. So local folks and mayors are just tired of it because we got to get things done.
Greg Fisher is the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, and president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He's a Democrat. Mr. Fisher, thank you so much.
Okay, Peter. Take care.